Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, on in the next segment, we've got an FBI agent saying what we already knew, that the government listens to every phone call on CNN, just flaunting it in our face. Obama has doubled down on his "you didn't build that" quotes. He has come out and said that government is basically what generates, you know, most of the good things in society, telling a group of college students, who most of which will not be able to get jobs unless it is with the government. And they've already actuaried out how, under this new system, we're all going to be poor, except for them. Warren Buffett, that is the main beneficiary, one of the main beneficiaries of banker bailout money. And again, Buffett also doesn't just want your money. He wants to bankrupt you and says you're living too high on the hog and having too many children. But, you know, if you type in Warren Buffett's name, he's always almost seen with an ice cream cone to be non-threatening. I'm convinced if Hitler would have worn a pink uniform and held ice cream cones. Now, if you type in Warren Buffett ice cream cone, there's literally hundreds of photos. Ice cream, that we'd be under Hitlerian rule right now. If he said hope and change for the children, I'm a loving liberal, and if they would have given him a Nobel Peace Prize, it would have been over. When he was attacking France, Russia, you name it. In fact, I nominate Adolf Hitler for the Peace Prize, because I don't like Hitler, but to be clear, oh, look, he's got an ice cream cone. He's not threatening. Sure, he gave 40-plus billion of taxpayer money he stole to the eugenics operations because he loves you. Look at a nice old man. Nice old man. He's a nice old man. He's a nice old man. He's going to take good care of you and your family up there in Lincoln, Nebraska. We all know what goes on up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Warren Buffett wants to take care of you and your family as he gets your taxpayer money, $150 billion of it, in one serving alone. We're going to go to Lou Rockwell and talk about that. And no wonder I'm an extremist against the bailouts. They say now, you know, first they admitted that it was your tax money to bail out foreign banks. Notice now when you hear in the news, yeah, we're bankrupt because you're lazy, America. You're not working enough, and it's the people on welfare that did it. And I'm not for the welfare because it makes them dependent. And it makes them a voting block for government. But these people are getting chicken feed compared to the 2 quadrillion. Oh, look, Obama. There's hundreds of photos of him with an ice cream. He's not threatening. See, they know that hits areas of your mind associated with childhood stuff. It's like, look, Obama's not threatening ice cream cone. Sure, he is arresting whistleblowers all over the country to report government crime at unprecedented levels. Sure, he's using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and other countries. Oh, look, there's Bill Gates with Warren Buffett and an ice cream cone. See, I mean, it's not threatening. It's ice cream, folks. And they talk to you like you're children. When you go see movies like Iron Man and stuff, it's designed for children. Every show, America's good and America's fighting terrorists. And then you look at the real world, the people that run America run those terrorists in every case. Even the cases where it's a real crazy that attacks, you find out they have some MI6 or CIA or Mossad or French intelligence or German intelligence handler. And then when there's major bombings in Russia, it kept turning out that it was Putin people. They even caught, Moscow police caught Putin, FSB, planting bombs in a fourth building in 99. And they said, oh, you have to release us. It's real bombs, but it was part of a drill. Oh, see, now you know why they have drills. And I'm supposed to just sit here and be naive and go see Iron Man and sit there and just walk out and cry for America. It's like guys that go see Rocky and then, you know, walk out of the Rocky movie and start a fight in the parking lot and get their butt kicked. I mean, it is imaginary. Notice they had Pearl Harbor come out right before 9/11. And RAND Corporation said there's about to be a terror attack on the order of Pearl Harbor. When there is, we will radically transform America. I mean, they think you're stupid, folks. They brag openly about all this. They think you're dumb. Are you dumb?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are here, ladies and gentlemen, live, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find out more at InfoWarsNews.com or InfoWars.com/show. And, of course, I also have the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. We're hiring more reporters, more crew, more journalists, more researchers. We are trying to pour every dime of support that comes into this operation in defense of our constitutional republic. We take it personal that these nasty authoritarians tell us we didn't paint our own oil painting. We didn't create a new engine. You didn't create a new song. You didn't learn how to play the guitar. Your mother and father didn't raise you. You didn't pay enough taxes, on average, more than 55% of everything you earn. No. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. Well, now Obama, and this is up at InfoWars.com, we're going to play the audio and video right now, has come out and said that government is not a tyranny and we shouldn't listen to the voices that say that, like George Washington, like Thomas Jefferson. Last hour, I read a lot of their quotes about George Washington. Government is like fire. A dangerous servant and a fearsome master. Thomas Jefferson, same quotes. on and on and on. Our country was founded against this. Ronald Reagan, who didn't live up to what he said he'd do in many cases, but at least had rhetoric saying the most scary words of the English language. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. I have run into, in government, more arrogant criminal people in my life than anybody else. And government's growing, 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 growing. It now spends, 60% of the GDP one way or another is going into government. And it's going to be more and more into the future. They've signed us on to $2 quadrillion now in derivatives. And look at the articles I showed last hour. We're going to Lou Rockwell. Berkshire cash hits record $49.1 billion. That's just their cash as profit climbs. And what does Reuters report their main profit was from? Derivatives and insurance. Making you buy insurance, the price doubling roughly in the last year. That's on record. Congressional Budget Office. The main lobbyist for the government-run health care, making you buy overpriced insurance, then government tells doctors what care they can give to make sure your bill isn't too high. And who got $150 billion, $44 billion to himself in the first round of bailout? Reuters, please. McClatchy, please. Put it on screen. Warren Buffett. Who lobbies for higher taxes on you? I'm going to explain this to all the stupid socialists out there. It's right out of Atlas Shrugged. The big rich guys shut down one guy's railroad, so their railroad gets all the traffic. Same story. Keystone Pipeline. There it is. Warren Buffett on AIG, McClatchy, $150 billion bailout. That was 2008. I did the math. Do you know how much his group of companies has gotten in different Federal Reserve-type bailouts? It's over $300 billion that you got to back up and pay for. There's McClatchy right there on screen. $300 billion smackers. Oh, you want to know why they want a tyranny in place? Because they know you may take America back and they're all going to go to jail. But you got to identify the tyranny first, and that's what Obama's scared of. He doesn't want you to get back to the original idea of big government as a tyranny. Out-of-control government is the ultimate threat. Big government is the plague. Infestation of government is the plague. Corruption within government, as Cicero said 2,050-something years ago in Rome, their main historian, the rock star of his age. Now, I want to play this clip and go to Lou Rockwell because nails on a chalkboard. I know this is like nails on a chalkboard for Lou Rockwell out there. This is Obama at Ohio State yesterday doubling down on his "you didn't build it" statement and saying we don't need people saying, you know, these people that say government can become a tyranny and always worrying about a tyranny that's about to come around the corner. No, it's already here. Tyranny's already here. They're on CNN saying, we listened to all your phone calls and it's for your own safety. We have that clip coming up. They've gone from denying it to admitting it and saying it's bad to now saying, you're lucky we care enough to listen to everything you do. You're lucky we put the CIA bomber on the CIA payroll, Tamerlan. That's confirmed. You're lucky we had martial law in Boston. We're going to talk about it all with Lou Rockwell, play a clip of Ron Paul's speech in Chile, and more. But the good news is this show's getting more popular. LouRockwell.com's getting more popular. Ron Paul's a rock star worldwide. I'm very popular worldwide. The anti-New World Order Libertarian Party, UKIP, only a decade or so old, has exploded and has won the major elections over in England. But the enemy's going to counter-strike back. They're now saying we're basically terrorists in the news. Anybody that wants liberty, why, that's the new terror threat. Think of that. That convicts them right there. That shows they're wild authoritarians. But here is the Obama clip, and then we'll get Lou Rockwell's take on it. This is from Ohio State yesterday.
We, the people, chose to do these things together because we know this country cannot accomplish great things if we pursue nothing greater than our own individual ambition. Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted. We have never been a people who place all of our faith in government to solve our problems. We shouldn't want to. But we don't think the government is the source of all our problems either.
All right, that's enough. Shut him up. Because we Lou Rockwell, founder of the Von Mises Institute, Ron Paul's former chief of staff, one of the leading intellectuals for liberty out there worldwide. What he's doing there, I want to get your take on this, is clearly recasting it that if we vote for big government, that's America empowering government, and that America is government. And he's telling the young people, you're part of that larger collective. I mean, this is direct Mao Zedong paraphrasing quotes for those that don't know. I knew I recognized it yesterday, and it just clicked. Those are Mao, basically Mao quotes. Seven of his czars have quoted Mao. Lou Rockwell, what does it say about where we are that they are now this brazen, sir?
Well, you know, I actually think, Alex, this is good news. I mean, they're actually worried about people like us. So he's, you know, if there's one thing, if you want to get young people, I'm talking about smart, intellectually curious young people, not the younger equivalent of the sheeple, but smart young people. If you want to get them interested in something, tell them, don't read that. Don't listen to that. Pay no attention to that. So what is the first thing they do is they want to find out, what am I being told not to look at? So Obama is talking about, he's talking about libertarians, anarcho-capitalists, people who correctly point out that the government is mankind's greatest enemy on earth, that it is the predator, that it brings about all these wars, that it takes all our money, that it spies on us, that it puts us in prison camps, and, you know, the U.S., of course, the world capital of putting innocent people in prison far more than any other country on earth. We can just go right down the list. Of course, the U.S. is a tyranny. The government is a tyranny. Still, the American people, or certainly enough of the American people, are still devoted to liberty, don't want to be run by the government, don't want to have their phone calls spied on by the CIA, and their emails and their texts and every other communication. So I think there's more and more opposition, even though this is a very difficult era to be living in for people who believe in liberty. But I think that liberty is so creative, the government is so stupid, that I'm very optimistic about the future, especially about the young people. And I'll bet you anything, there are a lot of those kids at Ohio State who listen to Obama who today are looking up people like us. So I think he made a mistake. But again, it shows, of course, his heart. It shows where he is. It shows the danger of, frankly, mass democracy, which has led to some of the biggest, worst governments ever. Hitler, of course, was elected, and many, many bad governments. Why we've had Hans-Hermann Hoppe writes about this in his great book, Democracy, the God That Failed, about why the worst wars ever have come about under democracy.
And the public is so ignorant.
Ever come about under democracy.
Sure, some new listeners are ignorant to the fact that when we badmouth democracy, they think we want authoritarianism. Will you briefly explain the difference between a republic and a democracy, sir?
Well, a democracy is an unlimited government that where people believe that if you can get the majority to vote one way, and of course it's never the majority, all these elections are decided by minorities and sometimes small minorities. But if an election, if people in an election decide for anything, it's legitimate. Well, of course that's not true. People can decide to take somebody else's property through a democratic election. That's not legitimate. They can decide to start a war. They can decide to bring on a much bigger government under, say, Bush or under Obama, the two sides of the same rotten coin. But, you know, that doesn't mean self-government. Well, we believe in the self-government. So sometimes in American history, traditionally you have, yes, people voting in local elections and that sort of thing. But that's not the same as a mass national democracy where you have a mass national media running things for the government, where we're given no choice. Where it's, you know, creep A is versus creep B. That's American democracy.
That's right. They finance two fake choices that are really the same flavor of cyanide-filled Kool-Aid and then ram it through. The Republic puts absolute blocks in. You can't take the guns. You can't make somebody a slave. Then they argue, well, there were slaves. But it was the proper interpretation of the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution that ended up banning it. The media, you know, they put the original Constitution, as you know, to ban slavery, but they couldn't get it through then. It took more time, but it was the idea that was finally implemented. And again, the Bill of Rights doesn't give you your rights, folks. does. The Constitution doesn't. It points out what's already there organic. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is our guest. I want to come back and get into the Syria situation and so much more.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. You know what excites me about people like Lou Rockwell, Ron Paul, but also so many other people out there, especially young people? Everybody's starting their own radio shows, their own news shows. We post and link to the reports that Lou Rockwell and his crew are putting out. They're becoming very popular. All of us have to just engage the globalist. Engage the corporate kleptocrats that use big government to control markets and shut down their competition and domesticate people. Now, the next segment's a long segment. I want to get into gold, Syria, where he sees the world going, where he sees the Republican Party going. Is there any opposition within that system? Where does Lou Rockwell see the future going in specifics? Because he is a a very astute political mind. But first, here is an MSNBC host, Perry. Remember a month ago, she came out and said, your children belong to everybody. And they're selling this idea to where now in Austin, people come up to us and say we shouldn't have three kids in Whole Foods. They're telling their forces, get aggressive. Obama's telling his anti-gun forces, get aggressive. Go out and get in people's faces. See, they need grassroots support. And they're definitely becoming more authoritarian. They've set up this Secure Corps, AmeriCorps, Stasi force. They're announcing they're spying on everybody and saying if someone says they hate the government, call the police on them. I mean, these, that's why I start ranting. These are dangerous creeps. Let's play the clip.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Melissa Harris Perry, that's a promo they still run on MSNBC. I mean, this is so unprecedented. Again, why are they doubling down? Why does the FBI come out at the Boston bombing and say, don't look at other evidence, don't look at other photos of clearly a drill happening? I mean, I think they are losing touch. Lou Rockwell.
You know, first of all, this woman is lying. I guess like every phrase out of her mouth is a lie because they don't actually believe that your children or my children belong to the community. They believe they belong to the government. They don't believe they belong to our next door neighbors or the people in the town we live in. They believe they belong to the government. And indeed, our children have belonged to the government, according to the so-called law, for a very long time. If
that's the right.
Child Protective Services or some family court judge or whatever can decide to take away your children on a whim. So yes, your children don't belong to you as far as the government is concerned. Of course, as far as God is concerned, as far as human nature is concerned, of course children belong to their parents. Of course children don't belong to the quote-unquote community, let alone to the rapacious and predatory government. But this is a totalitarian meme. This is, you know, they're pushing totalitarianism right across the board. And when I can stomach watching MSNBC, which is not very often, I notice that these advertisements of their show are the most totalitarian things they have on there. I mean, they're just openly Soviet-like. And so we need to know the enemy.
Well, that's my question. That's my question is why, for those that don't know history, this is direct Soviet. I mean, this is the stuff. Yeah. In fact, I mean, even the Soviet Union wasn't that over the top in a lot of
them. Even Hitler didn't say that the children belonged to the government. But, of course, the Soviets did.
But so why are they, like, going haywire in an orgy of government worship?
Well, they feel this is the time to push. And I think part of the reason is they feel they're making progress under Obama and they made progress under Bush, but they also are worried. They're also scared. This is why they're saying things that are actually crazy, a little too revealing of their real agenda. So this is good for us. It's good that this woman is making this kind of a statement. As you know, thanks to you and others who went around the whole World Wide Web. So this is good. It's good that we know that these people have these kinds of ideas and what they want to put in effect through, of course, the government, which Obama praises as, you know, the great locus of progress. It's actually the locus of violence. It's the headquarters of violence in society.
Look at North Korea.
Well, or look at the U.S. We don't have to go to North Korea. We don't have to go to the other bad countries. There are plenty of bad countries in the world. Let's concentrate on our own country, as you do. Let's look at what the U.S. government is doing to us, what the U.S. government is planning to do to us. I mean, North Korea is not trying to read my emails, but Obama.
Absolutely. America, the globalists that run America, is the monkey on our back.
They keep talking, you know, of course, they talk about North Korea, North Korea, North Korea, and then it drops. So it's gone away, and I guess it'll come back again. North Korea is not the problem for us.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying if Obama loves a total state, look at North Korea where they can't even manufacture their own cars. Everywhere government becomes total, everything collapses into the dark ages.
Yeah, I think that maybe they've learned from the experience of the Soviet Union or the experience of the other communist countries or North Korea or whatever, that the power elite, the oligarchs, are not well off enough in that kind of a system.
So they actually want a fascist system. The U.S. system is fascist. They want to increase the fascism. So communism has never been...
All right, stay there. I want to give you the floor when we come back to describe what the American system has become versus the real American system. Then we'll look at the war in Syria, gold, Ron Paul, and so much more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us on XM 166. I'm told in 2 days the channel changes. In fact, pull up that email for me. I want to give the channel out right. It's 244, right, John? Yeah, it's a 244. That changes in a couple of days from 166. The entire channel is moving over there, not just our broadcast. Again, Lou Rockwell is our guest. I'm going back to him in a moment. I want to ask him about Boston and the new idea. In fact, I sent you an IM this morning, guys. Do you have it? I sent you the text of what somebody said about this is how the professionals, you know, keep us safe. Will you guys print me that off the instant message I sent you, Chris? Because I want to read that on air later, where the guy's like, this is how professionals keep you safe, coming to every house grabbing your wife by the hair, shoving you down the stairs, pointing guns at you where you're all suspects. Any of them could have been accomplices. Well, the cops could have been accomplices. Oh, but I'm not supposed to say that, even though government has a history, 9 times out of 10, of being behind the terror attack. But that's a separate issue. The new issue of the magazine, speaking of issues, will sell out. You can buy it in bulk or get a subscription of the May issue, False Flags, exposes the history of government-sponsored and provocateur terror, gets into the Second Amendment, and so much more. It's a double cover. It's got a cover on both sides of the magazine as well. And it has 3 free big bumper stickers in it. That's about 400,000 bumper stickers total. We printed over 100,000 of these. Imagine what this will do if you put them up in legal and lawful areas. So get those today. They're also on the streets of Austin and San Antonio and other cities that put them out on the streets as well. So if you see them, get them and give them to your friends and family and get them on your cars because it'll have a massive effect. Now, Lou, I want you to walk through. You've got the communist and socialist models. But what I see us having is a corporatist model. As Mussolini said, that's the definition of fascism. You correctly peg it. So as the head of the Von Mises Institute and a man who studied history, I see them using socialism grassroots to socialize one sector of society and then play it off against the free market sector that is parasited to death at over 50%, and France is over 80%. But I see them segueing where they're just exempt from our laws overseas. The mega corporations get the lion's share of the taxpayer money and bailouts and government contracts. So it's almost like socialism and communism grassroots with a police state with offshore fascist exempt above it. So it's even worse than fascism. What would you call this system they're establishing? I mean, I agree it's more akin to fascism, but I mean, what do we really call it?
Well, I think, you know, Alex, you're right. It's a corporatist system. And we just have to look at Obamacare. Unlike, say, the system in Britain or France or other countries where the state directly owns, or Canada directly owns and runs the medical system, which, of course, is horrendous, we have a fascist system. So you had the actual Obamacare bill written by the big insurance companies, by the big hospitals, and especially by big pharma, run for their benefit. So it's the big corporations, big government in alliance against the rest of us as tax victims and victims otherwise. So I think that is the model. And I think that whether we look at the national security state, which is all these big companies who are involved with the government and surveilling us, whether we look at the military industrial complex, any other aspect, it's what Mussolini said, the combination of corporatism and the state means fascism. So I think that's the American system. Began really with Franklin Roosevelt, whose New Deal was based on Mussolini's economic program, and it's gotten worse ever since. And of course, especially since 9/11, it's been galloping worse. So I still think, though, that most people, whether they're in Boston or otherwise, are sheeple. It's too bad. Wish it weren't the case. But everything is done by minorities for both good and for evil. So we don't need the majority. The majority is just go along to get along. But there are minorities who are for, of course, this state and making everything worse. There are people who are openly for a totalitarian state. I mean, for something equivalent to Mussolini or Hitler or Stalin or those sorts of systems, they would use different words. They use different rhetoric. Mao Zedong, as you say, but they don't, of course, ever use the direct rhetoric of those regimes, but that's the sort of thing they like. And then there are people who oppose that, who are knowledgeable, who understand what's happening, who read, who think independently, who don't let their opinions be controlled by Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or the rest of the Pravdas of this current regime, or the Fokushevaya doctors or whatever. They don't let their minds be controlled by that. They think independently and they think critically. They teach their children to do the same. This is the hope of America. Indeed, it's the hope of the world, that in other countries too, there are people like this. So I think more and more people, young people especially, Ron Paul is the main reason for this, has woken up young people in this country and all over the world to the problems we face. So I think it's a race. This has been the race, by the way, since the Garden of Eden, or so shortly after the Garden of Eden, between those who want power,
for the violence prone and the killers, and those who want the power to be with the families, with individuals, with communities and businesses and peaceful activities, with the arts of peace as versus the arts of war.
That's right. Successful, smart people can't keep people away and have so many friends and so many opportunities that you tend to just become solitary, whereas losers crave and enjoy abuse of power that for someone who's powerful is nauseating. I mean, seeing people exercise undue power and abuse people is abhorrent to a normal person.
That's right.
But the problem is we don't lust after power, so we always end up under scum.
No, we don't want to run the next door neighbor. We're not to run the next door town or the next country or whatever. But of course, there are people who lust to kill, lust to rule. They enjoy sending young men out to kill and be killed. They get a charge out of it. Those are the people who tend to rise in government. And of course, they're the scum of the earth. So they're our enemies. They are the parasites, as Obama indirectly described them, who are just a pure cost to the human race. They're not a benefit. They're a pure cost. And those of us who understand that, who oppose it, not with violence, because, of course, they've got all the guns and the tanks and the bombs and the sarin gas and the biological warfare and so forth. That's the government. So we oppose them with our minds by refusing to consent, by educating ourselves, by finding others who agree with us, trying to persuade others. And, in fact, the more we know, the more people will come to us for an explanation of what the heck is going on and what to do about it.
Let me ask you this before we get into Syria, and we're going to have open phones the next hour after Lou leaves us, listeners. In your gut, looking at the geopolitical moves, what's happening, seeing the accelerated degeneration of the Western elite, where they're even cutting each other's throats politically, the establishment's becoming more delusional, which you see in the bottom of a decadent phase. What do you expect to see happening? Because I have an article right here out of Rolling Stone from last week. Everything is rigged. The biggest price-fixing scandal ever. The Illuminati were amateurs. The second huge financial scandal of the year reveals the real international conspiracy. There's no price the banks can't fix. And it goes into how the stocks, the bonds, the health care, the interest rates, everything is fixed by 16 too-big-to-fail banks. It's really about six mega banks that set the precedent. And then it just goes, he goes, I apologize to the conspiracy theorist. You're correct. Well, and it's a 14-page article. Well, I mean, you see articles about people colluding to rob a bank. That's a conspiracy. The idea that big organized business isn't in a conspiracy with government throughout history, isn't the greatest danger throughout history. You ignore that at your folly. But it's not just this article. I've seen, let's not exaggerate, 15, 20, a whole bunch of articles the last week with big, prestigious writers coming out and going, okay, it's true. Big, mega rich really do run things, and they got their money by stealing it. I mean, I was talking to a reporter just the other day, and you know, he didn't even know that Glenn Beck and Obama had supported the banker bailout in 08. I mean, this level of ignorance, what happens when the corruption gets so naked, so brazen, that they say Mao Zedong is our hero and parents aren't parents and veterans are terrorists and Christians can't talk about Jesus at a commencement or in the military? I mean, this is getting so Twilight Zone, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, that I can't believe it. How much more nuts is it going to get, and what is the method? So, and out of that, where is this going? Then Syria.
Well, here's what they face. It's true that the big banks are running everything. We live in a bankocracy in Europe and in Asia, too. Big banks are extremely powerful. I want to recommend a great essay that's free online, Murray Rothbard's Banks, Wall Street, and American Foreign Policy. Just put that into Google, and it will come up. It really explains how these various power elites operate. But they run up against the laws of reality, because there are certain things they're doing that have an economic impact, no matter what they hope or think, or no matter how many people they fool, the kind of money printing that is going on will bring them down. Now, of course, it's going to hurt us, too, but it will bring them down. What they're doing cannot continue. The laws of reality will prevent it. So, therefore, I think they are coming down. The big banks, the whole financial system, because of the things they're doing, Bernanke can't actually change the laws of reality. He can't change the laws of economics. They apply to him just like they apply to all of us. So the banks are all, of course, fractional reserve. The money's not there, folks. Just not only the people in Cyprus whose money isn't there, your money isn't in the bank either. So the more people understand this, take their money out, try to avoid dealing with the banks, try to have private cash uses for their money and so forth. They hate ATMs, for example. They don't like you taking cash out and using it in everyday transactions.
Sure.
You're supposed to use checks and digital transfers. So, but they can't stand against the laws of economics and reality. So I would say in the long term, not the short term, but in the long term, we have every reason to be optimistic.
I agree with you. Let me raise this point. Syria, the la-la land level of the government buying 2 billion, 200 million bullets, admitting it's for us in their own army documents that we've shown, now it's over 7,000 anti-mine giant black armored vehicles I see driving around Austin. Their response is, it doesn't exist, Alex Jones is insane. Now there's congressional hearings. They're freaking out, still saying, Alex Jones, he's nuts. It's his fault. I mean, articles every day, as if I have something to do with it. Sure, we broke it and forced it out there with Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com. But then, and you say, what does it have to do with Syria? Then you've got them saying, we've got to invade Syria because Al-Qaeda might get chemical weapons when our government in NATO 2 years ago began inserting Al-Qaeda in to commit war crimes. And then they call Obama a peacenik. I mean, it's reaching la-la level. What do you make of Israel now going into day two, day three of blowing up military barracks? And then our media is like, how dare Syria? They're so violent. I mean, it really is entering a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs level.
No, I've noticed any number of stories saying, how dare Syria say this is an act of war? How dare they say that? So when Israel bombs them, so let's look at what Syria is. I'm not defending the government of Syria any more than I defend any other government, but it's the last secular Arab government in the world. It's not Islamicist. They don't have any Al-Qaeda types of there. So what does the U.S., Turkey, Israel, France, and Britain do? They create a group of rebels in Turkey at the various U.S. Air Force bases in Turkey, as Sibel Edmonds points out. They're put into Syria. They're armed by the U.S. and its cohorts. Probably they were given sarin gas, because the sarin gas that was used, as even a UN official said today, was used by the rebels, apparently, not by the Syrian government. This group is all Al-Qaeda types, which the U.S. has always used Al-Qaeda. It used it against the Russians in Afghanistan, bin Laden, and funded by the Saudi Arabians. They used it against Gaddafi, who was also a secular Arab government in Libya. They're using it in Syria now. To make trouble, to wreck, to destroy. So the Al-Qaeda people in Syria have said, when we take over, we're going to kill all the Alawites. That's the small, very unusual Muslim sect that is most of the governing people in Syria. We're going to drive out all the Christians. It's already happened in Iraq. These are countries that have had Christian communities from the time of the apostles. And they're being destroyed and driven out. And then they said, you know, so they're going to just have an Islamic state. So,
and they
why
think
is the
we're
US
so dumb.
That?
Exactly.
Wants trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, they think we're so dumb. They want to grope my wife and children to fly while they publicly run Al-Qaeda. And it turns out the bombers were watched for 5 years, the supposed convicted bombers already, who they said confessed the one when he's in the hospital with no proof, overthrowing the Sixth Amendment. I mean, Lou, it's crazy that they're saying, give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda, while our government, I've said Obama is the global head of Al-Qaeda right now.
Well, you know, they find, unfortunately, American people will buy the most unbelievably stupid and low-level propaganda. I mean, you know, all the arguments they're making against Iran, which are all lies, are exactly the same thing they said against Iraq. They just changed the word Iraq to Iran. And, you know, apparently most people believe it. However, even though they're not being directly taxed for these wars, which would be the normal cause of war weariness, because, of course, everything's being printed up at the Fed, still, I think more and more Americans are tired of the wars. They'd like to get out of Afghanistan, and they don't want to go into Iran. So the more that we can stoke these feelings, the more that we can promote the cause of peace, and Ron Paul's new Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity is going to be a big factor in this. The more we can promote the cause of peace, the more trouble they're going to have. The more trouble they're going to have with, you know, again, Syria. Maybe poor Syria is out, is gone, but with Iran and with other countries they'd like to target. So we have to promote the cause of peace.
Sure. I mean, what about resisting in a peaceful way, civil disobedience? I mean, I think it's time to go into the airports with big printouts admitting that our government runs Al-Qaeda and saying, how dare them want to grope us and violate our rights? It's an act of domination. They're flipping the Al-Qaeda script onto libertarians now, saying we're the threat. How dare you, the government that runs Al-Qaeda, then say you want to grope me looking for Al-Qaeda when you have the history of running these groups? I mean, that's what I'm getting at here, is I want to call them on their hoax, call them on their baloney.
Well, I certainly believe in the principle of civil disobedience. We all have that right. I wouldn't actually tell anybody to do it because, of course, you take a chance of going to jail. And the jails are, the U.S., as I pointed out earlier, is the capital of jailery in the entire planet. And these are vicious cages that they put human beings in. So I would never tell anybody to do that because of what the consequences are. But I certainly would support anybody taking their own rights into their hand and practicing civil disobedience. We have that right.
I hear you. By the way, Adam Kokesh, frequent guest of this show. It's on WorldNetDaily.com, linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Guys, blurb WorldNetDaily. Get it posted on InfoWars.com. He's doing what everybody's always asked me to do. He says he's going to lead an armed march on D.C. July 4th. And I'm going to tell you why I've always been against that when we come back. Stay with us.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
government on notice that we won't be intimidated. Now, I know Adam Kakesh. I think he's overall a good guy. But, you know, he does stunts like, you know, smoking pot on the air and stuff, which I get that's his right to do it. But it just kind of turns into party time. And I'm not criticizing him. He's been mildly critical of me in the past. I really could care less. But I'm going to call him. I'm going to try to get him on next hour. Or if anybody can get a hold of him, we've just got his cell phone number and Skype. Tell Adam I want to get him to pop in. I have been asked to do this over and over and over again in my 18 years on air. And there were people that did this back in the mid-90s, claimed they would, and it turned out it was basically a Fed running it. And it was a way to try to radicalize. I don't think Adam's doing that. It's a libertarian deal to open carry. And now that I've had a chance to read the article, they plan to march from the Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia to the bridge. And then when the feds stop them, if they stop them, then they'll turn back. So, I mean, I guess it's a publicity stunt for the Second Amendment to point out that you can't have guns in the Capitol. So I guess, I mean, my point is I've never done it because this is the type of time that they would provocateur and send in somebody to stage something and then blame us. If you're aware of that and have cameras showing that, it could backfire on the globalist. It's just I haven't ever done this, even though, sure, it put my name all over TV, bigger than Piers Morgan, bigger than, you know, all the rest of it. But I personally just have a bad feeling about it. Lou Rockwell, what is your feeling about this?
Oh, I think it's a very bad idea. First of all, I just think that violence or the threat of violence, that's the government. That's not us. We're the people of peace. Yes, we have the right to self-defense, but not the right to offense. So I think also they're going to be, this is going to be on the 4th of July, there are going to be a lot of civilians around there, as they might call them, who potentially collateral damage if there's any shooting. Quote-unquote collateral damage, we would call that manslaughter or murder. So I think this is a very bad idea. I don't, you know, it must have made the FBI's day to see this happen. I mean, this is, I think and hope, however, nobody will be stupid enough to do it because they're just playing into the government's hands, playing into the media's hands. And by the way, this is not a libertarian thing. This is, you know, conservatives could be in back of it. Anybody who's interested in the, you know, in the sort of things that Adam is interested in. It's not necessary. I want to reject the libertarian label for this. It's a very bad idea, but I really think it'll never happen. I think we've seen the extent of it. Why would somebody join in this? You know, if we think of, you know, the worst jails in the country outside of Guantanamo are in the D.C. area, you know, folks, you don't want to let them put you in one of those jails. I mean, it's a horrific experience. It can change your life for the worse. And we shouldn't be taking, you know, you don't take a bar. It's just a very, very bad idea. And I hope to goodness it never comes off. And my guess is it will never come off. And as you say, it gets a lot of publicity. Of course, Drudge put it up. It's now all over the world and being described as a libertarian effort. This is not a libertarian effort. This is something else. And I think we ought not to support it, join in it, or approve of it in any way.
Well, Lou, I mean, I've got to say this. I think when people like go to state capitals with guns or when I storm the Capitol without guns, it shows we're in power. They called it storming it. We just didn't have permission to go have a protest. I don't get permits because it's turning right.
That's another thing, but you're not bringing, you know, 1,000 people with rifles to the state capitol.
No, listen, I totally hear what you're saying. I hear that you're saying they can manipulate it. What I'm saying is I understand the libertarian right, and the open carry movement is something that shows people that guns aren't illegal. A right not exercised is a right that's lost. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you on Ron Paul. I just talked to Adam Kokesh while you were talking. I got him on the phone. He's coming up at the 5 after break next hour here on air. This is breaking, and so we'll have that video for everybody, and we'll have a video report that can be embedded at drudgereport.com. But we'll have that up at InfoWars.com, live streaming with Adam Kokesh coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.